The presentation today is being brought to you by the Oraculos School of Astrology. And once again, you can find out everything you need to know about us by visiting our website at www.oraculosastrology.com. The title of this talk is The Kabbalistic Tarot, The Astrologer's Field Guide to the Cosmos. So, a little bit about me. I'm the founder of the Oraculos School of Astrology. I'm a lifelong student of the Western mystery tradition, which includes astrology, alchemy, and the Hermetic Kabbalah. I'm a second year student at Hebrew College in Boston, Massachusetts, which is really exciting for me because so much of what we do within the Kabbalistic Tarot is based on the Hebrew language and the Hebrew alphabet or the Hebrew alphabet in general, that I thought that it made the most sense to study Hebrew in a more official way. And I'm the creator of the Excellence in Kabbalistic Tarot Diploma Program that we offer at OSA. And once again, there's our website down below. Now, a big part of this presentation today is to introduce you to not just the Kabbalistic Tarot, but also to introduce you to our Kabbalistic Tarot Professional Certification Program, which is a one-year training that we offer at OSA, and it begins the 18th of March, 2022. So if you love what you see here today, please feel free to go on over to our website and sign up for our early bird special, because we definitely have that going on, and we would definitely love to have you become a part of our Oraculos family. We're starting with a quote by Frater Ahad, who in his book, The Bride's Reception, which is a book on the Hermetic Kabbalah, starts by saying that I do not mention these by name is not through lack of courtesy, but rather that I feel it desirable to confuse the issue as little as possible. So he's referring to authors who have gone before, or teachers who have gone before, in terms of this particular system of divination. In other words, although the Holy Kabbalah must, of course, have a history, just for once, I intend to take the liberty of leaving aside the historical background, and with it, the squabbles over its origin, as to whether it was in the beginning transmitted by God to the angels and in turn to men, or whether it arose from obscurity within the last 1800 years, considering rather its present use. And I really love that, because within his words, he captures a utilitarian spirit of early turn of the century mysticism, insofar as divination, Kabbalistic Tarot, and Hermeticism are concerned. That for once, let's not talk about whether or not the Kabbalah was created by holy men sitting down in caves in Safed, or whether or not it was transmitted from God to the angels, from the angels to Adam, and then from Adam all the way down to Abraham, and ultimately to us. But what is the current utility that we can get from the Kabbalistic Tarot? What is the utility that we can get from divination as a practice? And how can we use that to further enrich our lives? So the question is, what is divination? Divination is the art and science of direct communication with the divine intelligence, or the higher self, through an established symbolic language. And what this definition does is it packs in a lot of information regarding this concept of divination. First of all, if I could do this again, I would rather put divination is the science and the art, because ultimately, whenever we learn a system or a language of communicating with the divine, we're fundamentally having to learn the rigorous scaffolding of that system. Everything has a scaffolding, everything has a system, everything has foundations that you have to learn in order for you to speak with some level of fluency. If we want to speak with, in Spanish, for example, there's a particular way of learning Spanish. Well, there are many ways of learning Spanish, but ultimately, no matter which path you take, you should learn something about the conjugation of verbs. You should learn something about subject-verb agreement or noun-verb agreement, and also how to formulate sentences so that you can express yourself eloquently within that language. And the same thing applies within divination. Now, what's interesting about this is that we all know that ultimately, when we practice divination, it also unlocks greater valleys or greater frontiers of intuitive understanding within ourselves. that through the study of divination, we come into a deeper understanding of something that we cannot learn from books, something that we cannot learn just from a technical perspective. And that is when our mechanical practice of divination becomes an art. When the divination itself, the divinatory moment itself, unleashes something else within the practitioner that is fundamentally intuitive, fundamentally beyond any rote learning we can do, and ultimately connecting us to the heart of the divine itself. However, we can't jump there unless we've first understood that language fully and established a relationship or established an agreement between ourselves and the divine that says, hey, I will learn this language for the process of us speaking with greater fluency between each other. Because if we establish that relationship or that agreement with the divine, then by whatever miraculous, magical process, the divine also steps forward into that agreement with us and begins to communicate with us via that modality. So if it is astrology that you're studying, the divine will speak to you through your astrology practice. If it's Hermetic Kabbalah that you're studying, through the tarot specifically, the divine will speak to you through the tarot. If it's runes, if it's Yi Jing, if it's chiromancy, we set up a language system so that we can speak with the divine, so that our ultimate understanding goes beyond what we can learn from a book. And that is fundamentally the heart of divination, that we can speak with the divine intelligence or communicate with our own higher self, whether you see yourself communicating with some god beyond yourself, or whether you see yourself communicating with some divine part of yourself. The act of divination is meant to help you establish that link through an established symbolic language. And we'll speak about what some of those established symbolic languages are.